I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's Metal Shop. We are in studio. We're honored to be in studio with Mr. Greg Benick right now. Kind of a jack of all trades.
And master of none.
Master of none. Singer of an awesome band called Trial and Between Earth and Sky, and I'm sure other projects as well. A very profound spoken word artist, an author, movie maker. Are you an author yet? Have you written a book yet?
In process right now, working on it.
Not a juggalo, but a juggler.
Hardly anymore, but it has been said, yes.
Okay. Those are two very important letters.
Yes, yes. Critically important.
Not a juggalo, but a juggler.
Have you seen American Juggalo, the film?
No.
Essential. American Juggalo is a 20-minute film about juggalos.
It's only 20 minutes?
20 minutes long.
Right.
I think it's AmericanJuggalo.com. Don't quote
me on
that,
but
check it out for sure. It's a little slice of brilliance.
Who'd have thought Greg Benick would be plugging American Juggalo first thing here on Metal Shop? I know there are a bunch of people listening going, hell yeah, I've seen that, man!
Let's get some Faygo up in
Let's
here.
Get some Faygo. Let's do this.
So we wanted to talk to you because it's just been a couple of years since we've had you here on Metal Shop. I know you got a lot of projects going on. And you also have a new radio show.
Yeah, it's called Punk Rock Pariah. It's actually been on for quite a while. Cameron Collins started Punk Rock Pariah, or doing his radio show at Seattle University. It's got to be 15 or 17 years ago.
Cool.
And this last spring had me on as a guest, and it went really well. So now we've kind of converted it to Punk Rock Pariah with Grendel and Greg, Mondays 6 to 8 on the Seattle U radio show.
So you got your hooks into them.
Yeah, it's great.
So it's 102.1 FM, KXSU, Seattle.org. You can listen to that online, or KXSU 102.1 FM if you're in the Seattle area. Low power FM, but everything is documented and up on punkrockpariah.com.
It is, and I think it might be KXSUseattle.com, not
okay.
.org. But
all right.
Double check. Type both those in
right.
After Googling American Juggalo. I mean, you've got
priorities.
If you've never heard of the radio show, you can wait 21 more minutes, which
right.
is 1 minute to Google American Juggalo, 20 to watch it. Then you can look up the radio show.
So you guys play a lot of music on there? You guys talk a lot? What's the deal?
It's more talk format with music, meaning
cool.
Cameron's background is punk rock and ska, and mine is hardcore and metal.
Yeah.
So we kind of challenge each other a little bit when he plays ska or plays like more pop punk, which makes my skin crawl a little
yeah,
bit.
I can see you skanking.
And the effect is the same on him when I bring together you know,
let's
metal
play
bands.
Some Behemoth.
He can't stand it. He drives him absolutely insane.
Perfect. It's a match made in hell.
It's a match made in hell. So, but what we do is we spend our time talking, but not on topics that we want as much as topics that we ask the audience and listeners for. So we
yeah.
have people tweet us at Legal Minded Punk and mine at Greg Benick. And what they tweet is just ideas for topics. And
cool.
we like it best when it's ridiculous. So people have tweeted, you know, what's the difference between jelly beans and my mom? And then we have to talk about that.
Or, what's the weirdest subject you guys have like actually gone on and on and on about?
Extrapolated.
That could lead you anywhere, yeah.
To an extent that you don't think you could have.
Yeah, I would say, offhand, the time that the guy in Russia wrote in and wanted us to talk about the new Samsung fully automatic, fully robotic machine gun, which is coming out. And we had to, Google it and then talk about this machine gun that's going to kill us all when AI takes over and machine guns can fire themselves. And
the war machine is coming.
Yeah. Samsung. I hope it's not built into my surround sound system.
It might very well be. It's like it'll be a surround
Does that
sound
come with
setting.
My cell phone plan?
Yeah.
Gotcha, sucker!
Can I upgrade with my cell phone plan on that?
That's really cool.
Does that connect to Wi-Fi?
I think it probably does, which
yeah.
is it's probably phone controlled.
God, that's terrifying.
So yeah, it was terrifying. It's kind of a combination of RoboCop and Terminator, but that was a little bit insane. But then people have brought up the you know they bring up political topics all
sure.
the time. They want to hear about Trump, or they want to hear about you know what's going on in government and politics and whatnot. But random stuff like Swedish Fish, the candy, like
yeah.
that comes up from time to time because I hate Swedish Fish. I
just, wow,
I hate
you
Swedish
are a
fish.
Vegan.
I am,
and it is allowed for you to eat this candy that is amazing.
This candy,
right?
But you just said it was right.
No, no, I'm saying it is allowed to eat it.
No, it's, and I said it was amazing. You said right.
No, no, I'm saying I was responding still in shock to the idea that I would even want to eat
well,
it.
Well, why wouldn't you want to eat it? It's
yeah,
incredible.
Now, see, now everybody's now already tuning out. Yeah. They're like, oh, this guy.
No, 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 this is important. This is important because I know that there are people out there who agree with me. When you bite into Swedish fish, it's just this, like, you know, the gummy experience. Just it's chewy and sweet and it. Even just saying that makes me...
It sounds great.
I want to kill myself. Yeah, it's really bad. I can't stand Swedish fish, gummy worms, gumdrops, licorice.
You hate all gummies?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't do it.
Do you like black licorice?
No, God, no. Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, black licorice, that's normal. No, it's not. See, that's where you're out of this conversation.
Red? Oh...
No, all right. See, this
Sorry,
is,
I'm an adult.
This must be what happens on your radio show, though.
No, this is is essentially an episode of Punk Rock Pariah between Cameron and me. Yeah, absolutely. Can't do the gummies. Can't do Swedish fish. Cameron loves Swedish fish, and someone actually came in to the studio as a guest and brought chewy vegan candy for me to eat on the air. And I actually, like, Cameron watched me eat them. Even I can't even talk about it, but just chewing on them and just how nauseating and horrifying it was. Yeah, it was a bit much.
Great. Now we know what to get you for Christmas.
There you go. Awesome. Yeah, Swedish fish.
Gummy worms.
So, yeah. Check out Punk Rock Pariah Monday nights over on KXSU, correct?
That's right.
102.1 on Monday nights. Normally we don't like advocate our other radio shows on our radio
station. It is a college nonprofit station.
And
so.
It's cool to see other people getting involved in kind of what we do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
you guys are the heroes.
Being stupid on the radio.
That's exactly right.
Throw a few breadcrumbs your way to the lowlings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God, Kevin, come on. All right. You also just announced, what was it, today? Yesterday that you're going to be doing a spoken word at the Rumble in Chicago in April, late April?
Yeah, it's late April, and the Rumble was a hardcore fest up until about 5 years ago. They've taken 5 years off. They're coming back with a vengeance this year, and they sent out their official announcement today. So Strife, Wisdom and Chains, Incendiary. Do you guys play Incendiary?
Yeah, we play Incendiary.
Okay,
yeah. New York.
Trader,
yeah,
fantastic. Freedom.
Yeah, lots of bands. Die Young, and then my spoken word set, I think, is Friday night before Strife. So
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. I've been doing a lot more spoken word appearances and tours and shows around the world, and it's been really good. And I've changed the style and the approach, whereas it used to be political only, and I would come out and talk about these really heavy topics. Now I'm always wanting the spoken word sets to be funny with ideas, you know, and if I can get off stage and have people be like, oh, that was great, that was funny, you know, or... Hey, that was really cool, meaning I learned something, and have a smile on their face when they say it, then I'm stoked, rather than having what happened in the past when people would come up to me and just like...
Damn, that was heavy, man.
Exactly. Like, look morose because they've recognized that the world is going to end and I'm the cause of their awareness. So.
One of my favorite trial moments was, I think, when maybe Rainfest or somewhere along many years ago, and you started this set by saying, people always come up to me and say, Greg, you're always so heavy all the time, but now I just want to say, Cabin in the Woods is the best movie of all time. Go! And I went, yes. Best intro to any set of
all
time.
Take that and transform that to the spoken word set, and that's kind of the approach. Yeah, for sure. Cabin in the Woods, awesome.
Still, so you're at these festivals where it's just like nonstop, people just screaming and people just having a great time, you know, just high five, stage dives, and then you come on and, you know, you have some pretty impactful things to say. What's the vibe like of being the only spoken word performer at an otherwise all like...
Because the momentum's got to be
electric,
going.
Yeah, the momentum's
hard,
going.
Yeah.
So the biggest challenge for me was figuring out with the spoken word touring how to capture that momentum without trying to be something that I'm not. Meaning, instead of coming out on stage and trying to, you know, scream the spoken word, which doesn't make any sense, to coming out on stage and trying to capture that momentum.
Right.
And part of it is just owning the space and owning the moment. Meaning, you know, at This Is Hardcore a few years ago, I walked out on stage and I was terrified. I mean, I was terrified because I didn't know at all how it was going to go over at a big fest like that. And I just walked out on stage. I'm just like, this is what I do. This is what I have to say and how I want to say it. And from the moment I said, I'm Greg Bennett from Seattle, Washington, I think it was just in the fact that I was confident and solid about what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
400 kids immediately in front of the stage, like ready to watch
awesome.
And hang out. So the same thing with the Rumble. It's like, it's all about just walking out on stage and just sharing from the heart, doing it intensely and also having fun with it. That's the key, is having it be fun and a sense of lighthearted, like the Cabin in the Woods moment.
Right.
Combine all of that with an important idea and people are going to be on board. They're not going to be like, you know, screw you, I want to mosh, but I can't because I don't know where the pauses
sandwich
are.
Break.
Exactly.
This is the thing. You got to start like like getting people moshing to your spoken word.
Now, when I was in Europe, I offered €1 to anyone who would stage dive during my spoken word set. The entire tour, like 20 countries. I said, anyone who stage dives gets €1. And everyone would look at me and go, and no one ever did. And I was in Texas, either in Dallas or Houston. I can't remember, doing a show a few years ago. And I told that story about how no one took me up on this €1 thing. And there was only a handful of kids at this particular show this night. And as I'm telling this story, this one kid runs up to the side of the stage, climbs up on the stage, sprints across the stage in front of me, jumps into the audience onto his friends, and basically turns around and puts out his palm because he wants his dollar.
Here's your $1.
Yeah, exactly. I should have paid him $1.20 or whatever the conversion rate was to make it accurate, because the euro was an offer. But yeah, he went for it. He became the first person to ever stage dive during a spoken word set.
But it's just about keeping that momentum and like owning it and knowing your audience, but also just like keeping that energy going without, you know, being something that you're not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because, you know, you've seen Trial or Between Earth and Sky, and the way that I talk between songs is with not a forcefulness, but with a straightforwardness.
You're direct.
Yeah. So the spoken word's the same. But at the same time, I just try to make it like I always have on stage, a little vulnerable, and at the same time, a little confident and focus, and just give the audience ideas and have it be about them, not about me.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, people will walk up on stage and they're going to be putting on a front or putting on a show or putting on an air that they're something that they're not. And the second they start talking, you know that it's just a facade.
Sure.
So when I walk out on stage and I make it about the audience, what am I giving to them, whether it's a laugh or an idea, then they can sense that as generosity and authenticity, and they're on board.
That's a good analogy for life, too.
Wow. Unintentional life lessons here on Metal Shop.
We're learning it all. We're going to play a Trial song, right?
Yeah, we are. So go check out the radio show, Punk Rock Pariah, Monday nights, 102.1. If you live in the Midwest, or if you want to go out, the Rumble for the Midwest, or just call the Rumble?
It's just the Rumble.
Okay, yeah. Cool. April 27th, April 28th, supporting the headlining act. Mr. Greg Bennett, right?
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Pretty exciting.
So we're going to play One Step Away quickly before we jump into this. Anything you want to say about this song before we let her rip?
Always loved this song. The song is about the human potential for violence in each of us, and what our responsibility is as we think about our potential for violence, our potential to just unleash on others, to think about, because that's something that we can do, uniquely human, to think and reflect on ourselves, what our potential is if we just let ourselves go unchecked when we're confronted with aggression. So yeah, always one of my favorites because it's a mid-tempo rocker, and I've always been a sucker for the mid-tempo rock songs.
There we go. Here it is, One Step Away by Trial. We'll be back with more from Greg on Metal Shop.
Doctor!
That was Trial with One Step Away, an awesome Northwest hardcore band, and the vocalist of that band is in studio with us right now, Greg Benick. He is a spoken word artist. He is a singer. He is a public speaker. He is he's
Juggalo.
He's a juggler. A former juggler.
Have I mentioned the movie American Juggler?
I think you have. He also does a radio show called Punk Rock Pariah on KXSU Seattle. And he is here to talk a little bit about a new spoken word album that you're actually going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, the idea.
That's killer.
It's a pretty cool idea. I do so many spoken word shows at this point around the planet, and I've always thought it'd be kind of cool to have something at the show, not just for sale, because it's not going to be a moneymaker, but just people all the time ask me if I've got anything recorded. So I thought it'd be cool to have something codified and recorded. I've recorded every spoken show I've ever done, so I've got all those recorded. But I had an idea that I would either do some combination of live recordings of me, you know, doing my thing, or have musicians who are friends of mine record musical tracks, like musical beds, and then me speaking over them. So I've gotten confirmation on those that the following people are going to participate. Rocky Votolato, who you might know.
Definitely.
Yeah, Rocky.
Love him.
Kevin Seconds is going to give me a track, which is great. Richie Birkenhead, who's in Underdog and Into Another, is going to give me a track.
Cool.
And then the Vegan Black Metal Chef is going to give
me
a track. Yeah.
That's so cool.
He has this, this constant onslaught of black metal that's pouring out of him. So he's decided that he wants to give me some kind of like atmospheric black metal track. And when he was in Seattle last weekend, he stayed with me and we were talking about it. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a wide variety of humans, you know, from metal and hardcore who are, you know, friends of mine submitting tracks. And then I'll speak over those.
That's killer.
Maybe that'll be 1/7 inch and the other will be live. Maybe that'll be an LP and the other LP will be live. I'm not exactly sure yet, but I'm just pulling it all together.
So it's almost like
really
that
creative.
That Parallax song you did
exactly like that.
Okay.
So Parallax, you know, that would be
surgeries
exactly.
And sutures.
Yeah, surgery without
up.
Surgery without sutures.
Right.
Yeah.
Sutures.
Yep.
Look that up.
So kind of getting the feel
chance.
For like each of the musical attitudes that
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, and what you know what I said to the musicians is, you know, submit whatever it is that you want to submit and then I'll write to that feeling. We'll collaborate essentially that way. Because the thing is that the track that Rocky gave me, you know, as you know, melodic as he is and as gorgeous he is as a songwriter, no one's going to describe the Vegan Black Metal Chef's track as melodic and gorgeous. I mean, maybe melodic, but not gorgeous necessarily. So all the influences are going to be entirely different. And I'll work with each writer or each musician to think about, okay, well, if you had to have this track about something, give me one influence. And then I'll write around that influence with what I want to say and it'll be collaborative.
Can we write you a ska song?
Yeah, if we were to give you a ska song,
pick it up. Pick
would
it up.
You?
That'll,
do it?
You just wrote the spoken word part, so yeah.
If we were to give you a Juggalo influenced hip hop beat, would you rap over it?
Only if I could talk about Swedish Fish and my utter hatred, then it would combine everything.
Spraying
that I
despise. Fago up in that Swedish fish.
Swedish fish flavored Fago, man.
Oh, the worst. Wow, I'm sweating even just thinking
have
about
it. Have you
Swedish
had the Swedish fish Oreos?
What are you even talking about? That doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
Oreos with Swedish fish in the middle. It's a Swedish fish flavored Oreo.
Up until
it's thebomb.com.
Up until this moment, I thought that the worst thing in the world was either imminent war with the North Koreans or Donald Trump telling the CDC that there's 7 words they can't use in the next year. Like words like fetus and words like transgender.
Or science-based.
Science-based.
Or fact-based.
Yeah, I thought that was the worst thing happening in the world that showed us that the apocalypse was imminent. But the idea of Swedish fish Oreos is now the thing.
But they're vegan.
Oh God!
Incredible.
Yes. So is a glass of gasoline, you know, with like crushed, you know, plastic in it. But
pretty
I'm not
sure
gonna...
those are dinosaurs, Greg.
Oh, good point. Good point.
I don't think
you're offending me. I never thought Greg would offend me.
The Swedish fish thing upsets people. Cameron gets genuinely upset when we're on the radio, and I start in on Swedish fish. He doesn't understand.
He's verbal daggers. It's triggering me hard right now.
Yeah, 2017, man.
Trigger warning, Swedish fish.
So, Greg, are you ready for 2018, man?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm not convinced.
Sure.
I'm not convinced we're going to get through 2018, but sure, I'm ready.
So,
okay.
What's up with the spoken word record? Like, what is there a timeline on that? Like, when are you going to be able to? You're waiting for what would you, submissions?
Yeah, waiting for submissions, but at the same time, actively talking to the people who are submitting. So it's not like I want to wait around forever. I'm thinking that if I can get it out by summer, that would be great. Because I'm going to be touring a lot this summer. I'm going to start in Europe and go all through Europe. I want to do South America as well, and maybe go back to Mexico, because I did a spoken word tour in Mexico all of January this year, talking about Trump and the wall and racism and getting people's input on those things, rather than me talking at them about those things. People were giving tons of input every night. It was brilliant. So I want to, you know, do, you know, these tours and have something for the tour. So hopefully it'll be in 2018, halfway through the year. Hopefully, we'll see.
So how did that work in Mexico? Are you doing kind of like a Q&A? Like, how are you, like, handing a mic out to people?
Yeah,
you guys are talking back and forth?
What I did is I came out each night and I spoke either on my own or, depending on English fluency of the audience, with a translator.
Right.
I did about 25 minutes, and then I opened it up to not only Q&A, but other people sharing what they wanted to share. Because it's really easy for me to come in and say, hey, we live in a racist world, and they're going to be like, okay, dude from the United
White
States.
Guy.
Okay,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, let's open the floor. The mic is yours. If you have questions, or if you want to hear my opinions on something, let's hear it. But let me hear from you, and we'll, you know, we'll document all this and we'll take notes on it. And then eventually my friend Renee and I, you know, Renee booked the tour. He and I are going to, you know, be compiling and putting together a document to pass out in English and in Spanish with people's ideas about what they heard and saw at each of those shows across Mexico. So it was really interactive that way. I would do 25 minutes, and then the conversation some nights were 40 minutes. And
I was,
some
just
nights were,
ask.
You know, were much longer. Sometimes they were shorter. People, you know, we would do 15, 20 minutes of Q&A, and then people would be like, let's go eat food and get to know each other. Yeah, exactly. So it was a great time.
That's awesome. So 2018, right. you got stuff, man. We need to have things to look forward to, Greg.
You also have new Between the Earth and Sky album coming out?
Yeah, Between Earth and Sky, finally, after years of our band having just consecutive life crashes amongst the members, you know, whether, you know, it was parents dying or you know, terrible breakups, whatever it might be. We have 12 songs that we've written and done studio demos for. So two of those are going to be two out of three songs for a 7-inch that follows up a 10-song LP. We're going to be recording it with Theo Gutsanakis, who plays in GOB, Canadian pop punk band.
Okay.
So we're recording
in Canada. I haven't heard that
name for a while. Yeah, totally. They're still playing all the time. So Theo's a good friend, and his producing skills are unbelievable. We kind of want to try to create a hardcore record with, like, almost like a pop sensibility to it. Not a pop sound, but a hardcore record for sure.
But with hooks.
Yeah, with hooks, with the production style. You know what I mean? That a pop producer can bring.
That's
to a hardcore
record. Right up my alley. That's my favorite stuff.
So there you go. So we're definitely going to be recording as soon as I can write lyrics. Literally everybody is just waiting for me to finish lyrics at this point.
And now you're wasting time in here with us, Greg. Come on.
Way to go for killing the Between Earth and Sky.
You better not write a song about anti-Swedish fish, okay?
I wouldn't even waste studio time on it. Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Get out of here. All right. What do you need to plug before you get out of here?
More than anything else, people can keep in touch with me anytime through wordsasweapons.com. But more importantly, 100forhaiti.org is the 501c3 nonprofit that I'm the executive director of, that does development work in Haiti. We do anti-cholera work, where we have people inspired to build water tanks that save their communities from cholera. And then anti-sexual assault education. We fund the first ever anti-sexual assault initiative in the south of Haiti.
Wow.
People can find out more at 100forhaiti.org, or if that's too complicated, 100fh.org.
Or you can just Google search 100 for Haiti. You'll find it.
Yeah. But first, Google search American Juggalo.
Saw that coming. Greg, thank you again so much for coming in. Obviously doing work on a grander scale and a smaller scale. One of the first, like, long interview I ever did, I think it was 19, Greg came to GRCC to speak for the Death and Dying class.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
he
Louise's
sat down with
class.
Me for an hour, and he let me just talk to him about whatever I wanted.
Oh, I love that.
So
I
it's ended all up coming going, full circle.
I ended up going back to Green River Community College
at least
five or six times, and that's
so
because
cool.
of you guys.
Shout
so
out to Louise Hull.
Absolutely.
And shout out to Swedish Fish.
And check out, we could do this for hours. Check out Greg's movie that he was had a huge hand in, or the majority of it, Flight from Death.
Yeah, Flight from Death. Produced.
Is that still on Netflix? Or?
It's not on Netflix. I think it's on Hulu now.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, Flight from Death, about human fear of death on a subconscious level and how that influences our behavior. It's based on the work of a cultural anthropologist named Ernest Becker. And I actually got hired to write his biography. So I'm working on that.
God.
Yeah, so I'm working on that right now, and I've been working on it for a while.
We need to have you back in
anytime
in 2018 before it's all over.
You need a podcast, Greg.
I'd like that.
Cool. Start a podcast, Greg.
Okay, I'll start it sometime in 2018.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Greg, thanks again for coming in. Greg Bannick, we're going to play a Between Earth and Sky song. This is the title track off the EP. Is that the first EP, right?
That's right, the only one. Yeah, yeah, of Roots and Wings.
Cool. So thank you again for coming in, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Between Earth and Sky, it's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Greg Bannick, American Juggalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.